USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Florida, two people in their 70s are now the first coronavirus fatalities in the East. WCTV reporter Ben Kaplan in Tallahassee.
What we were made aware of is the fact that the two people who died from the virus had traveled internationally, had made international trips recently.
In the U.S., there were 15 other deaths, 14 in Washington State, one in California, for a total of 17. In San Francisco, all passengers and crew aboard the Grand Princess will be tested and put in a two-week quarantine. Vice President Pence announced the results of the tests of the passengers on board the stranded ship.
36 persons were swabbed, 21 of those on the ship tested positive.
The plan is to take the ship, which has been in limbo off the California coast, to a non-commercial port so they can do the testing. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Amid the coronavirus scare, the U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February as the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. John Clemens has more.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February. The unemployment rate has been either 3.5% or 3.6% for the past 6 months.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's that time of year again. USA Radio Network's John Hunt says, time to spring forward.
Like clockwork, this is the weekend that daylight savings time strikes. Watch for it at 2 a.m. local time Sunday in most of the United States. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, usually before you go to bed on Saturday night, to avoid being late for Sunday morning activities. With the annual change, sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning. No time change observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And standard time returns on November 1st. A poll last year by the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research found that 7 in 10 Americans preferred not to switch back and forth to mark daylight savings time, but there's been no agreement on which time clocks to follow. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Large gatherings are yet another victim of the new coronavirus. The huge week-long South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, which was due to begin in about a week, has now been canceled. Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler made the announcement.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.